The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here again with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. There are dozens and dozens of very interesting blog posts that I've produced over the years. So please go ahead and take a look at those. In the meantime, I am going to be talking to you today about a basil plant, an award-winning basil plant, a new variety of basil called Everleaf Lemon is the winner of the National Garden Bureau's Professional's Choice Green Thumb Award in the edibles category. They have a whole bunch of other categories like trees and shrubs and garden products, annuals, perennials, and a bunch of others. But this is the winner in the edibles category. The Green Thumbs recognize new plant varieties and gardening products that, according to the National Garden Bureau, meet rigorous criteria, including uniqueness, innovation, problem solving, and overall appeal to gardeners. In Everleaf's case, it met all of those criteria from a professional gardener's standpoint. And it's probably more than just professional gardeners. People in the horticulture industry, people who breed plants, people who sell plants, that sort of thing. So this is high praise from the industry. And again, these professionals are on a panel, and they are from a pool of National Garden Bureau members. And these are professionals, so they know what they're talking about. Okay, let's move on to what is the Everleaf collection? So Everleaf Lemon is part of a collection. If you are not familiar with the Everleaf collection of basils, it is a grouping of four different basil varieties. And all four of these varieties feature basil plants that are tall, upright, in habit. They also have short internodes. That's the space between the branches. So instead of, let's say, 2 inches between every branch, they're an inch and a half, or an inch, or whatever it is. They're more compact. They're bushier, so to speak, which means they produce a lot more branches. And when you have a lot more branches on an herb plant, that means they produce more leaves per plant. And the more leaves you have per plant, that means, as a gardener, you get a greater yield from that plant. That's a great idea. I love that. You can grow more in the same amount of space. So the other varieties within the Everleaf collection include items like Emerald Towers, that one's really tall, Genovese, which is your basic Italian, you could cook with it, that sort of basil. Thai Towers, I believe that has more of a Thai basil flavor to it. And then there's this award-winning Lemon, which, as you might guess, tastes a little bit like lemon. Okay, what else did the judges appreciate about this Everleaf Lemon, or just the Everleaves in general? The professional judges really liked the fact that it flowers 8 to 10 weeks later than other basil varieties. 8 to 10 weeks, that's like 2 months. 2 months longer that you can keep your basil plant around before it starts to flower. And if you've grown basil before, you know that once it starts to flower, that's like the death knell for basil plants. Once basil's flower, that's an indication to the plant that its end is near. It shunts all of its resources into producing flowers. Because it's going to die, they want to set seed and have babies, right? So that's how that works. So because it's shunting all of its nutrition and all of its energy to flowering, the leaves that emerge after that are a little bit smaller, they're tougher, and they're a little bit bitter, and definitely definitely have less flavor. If you've ever made pesto from those leaves that are really past their prime, no, it's not good. So yes, basil growing veterans know to pinch off any of these tiny little flowers that emerge. This can be really time consuming, and gosh, if you miss some emerging flowers, that's a bummer because you're going to lose a portion of your potential harvest. But because Everleaf flowers later, that means you don't really have to have eyes on your plant at all times near the end of the summer. It can keep growing. It's a big bonus for the gardener who doesn't have to keep a watchful eye on any new buds that emerge. And also, this 10 weeks longer to harvest, now we know why it's called Everleaf, right? Everleaf, because it's ever leafing, at least until the frost gets it, right? Okay, another reason they really, really like this plant, it is flavorful. It has a lemon flavor to it. That bright lemon flavor really pairs well in dressings, vinaigrettes, marinades. I like to add a little fresh basil to a salad, just a little bit, not so it's overpowering. It's not like I'm eating a salad of only basil leaves, but it just gives it a nice little flavor. Also, I think it would be really good in some sort of Greek food. Like, there's a bunch of Greek salads I like to make. I don't know the names of them at the moment, but Greek food really pairs well with lemon. So I think that would be a great use for this plant. So what about growing Everleaf? Everleaf does well in both in-ground garden beds and in containers. I like putting basil in containers. All I have to do is walk out to my patio where my basil is growing and snip off a little bit. I don't have to trudge to the back of the garden and harvest it from the ground. Also, I think it stays a little cleaner when it's in a pot as opposed to growing in the ground. Remember to plant your Everleaf lemon wherever you would plant your other basil. If you've never planted basil before, that would be in a sunny spot. In my basil growing experience, basil really likes to be in a well-draining soil that is allowed to dry down a bit between waterings. The best basil I ever grew, I grew along the, just underneath, around the foundation of my house. This is a long time ago, and I didn't think about like what toxic things might be in the ground along my foundation, but my basil did really, really well there. So again, well-draining soil, let it dry down a bit between waterings, and you're good to go. So that is it for Everleaf Lemon. And remember, you have a great day in the garden, whether that's outside or inside, enjoy your time there.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.